You have 5 seconds to comply, sirs.
The Sunday Skypers.
Last time we played, we only had like 4 questions, didn't we? Yeah, because we realized we probably wouldn't get it done in one session. Try to remember a good question here. Oh, wait a second, I can always look in the book.
Why am I on fire?
Well, I'm making a speedster. His powers
that he can. It's still appropriate. I run faster when I'm on fire.
No, one of his questions is, why am I always hungry? Well, yeah, because you're running at the speed of sound. That takes a little energy, you know? I need one more. I'm going to just get 4 done. 4 questions down. Why am I always hungry? Let's see. Why can I run really fast? What made that scar on my face?
If I remember correctly, Dirk and John have played Cyrun before.
Yep.
Barry, have you played Cyrun or had a chance to find rules online? Okay. The way it works is it's very free form. When you describe your actions, through the process of describing your actions, you earn dice. For example, because I'm an exceptional person, which you always are, you get a die. And then you start adding die if you try to achieve a goal, which is usually fairly common. You add a die if you use a psi power. You add a die if you can potentially reveal a memory. You add a die if you are suffering harm. And in most cases, you're also being chased, so you get a die for that. If the chasers are in the same location as you are, instead of chase, there's the risk of capture. So they're like 50-50. I should have put a slash there. And the way it works is you roll these D6s, and then you assign them to the risk sheet. So you determine your fate. You determine how harmed I was. You determine, does my psi power cause trouble? Did I achieve my goal? Part of the fun is coming up with your strategy on what goes where. That's why we have them out there, as I imagine that's John demonstrating. Now notice he rolled 3 dice. If he's healthy, he would actually be able to throw that one away unless he wanted to use it for drama purposes.
Yeah.
Okay. Or so a 1 or 2 on psi is the same thing, so it doesn't matter which one he uses.
Yeah.
But normally you'll have 1 extra die because you're an exceptional person. But if you're injured, you can lose a die. And if you're really injured twice, then your best die is taken away from you. So that's how health works. It affects your die pool and how effective you are. Yeah. So if you're running around with a sucking chest wound, whatever you roll is what you get, and you have to live with it.
Someone's shooting at us, and you roll anything other than a 5 or 6 for harm? Yeah, that's bad.
But sometimes that's dramatically appropriate. I mean, I've put a 1 in harm before because I wanted to go out with a bang. So you can have a lot of fun with that. Well, I guess we should say, hey, Dirk, have you got a character?
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Ah.
Forgot most of how this works, though.
It's pretty straightforward. You have an apparent age. You have a psi power or 2 or 3, depending on the situation. And then you just have a set of questions. Usually one question is about your current predicament. One question is about your powers. One question is about your past. And then in the short form, the 4th question is pretty much free form. Things you want to know about yourself or things you want to know about the people around you, that kind of thing. The pacing of the game goes is once all of someone's questions, or in this case 4, is reached, it activates the epilogue phase of the game. And the person who has got the most answers then picks something from the crossroads. Either they get a lead for home, or they're lost, or they're turning tables on the enemy, or trapped, or they found a way to remain hidden, or now they have a new quest, or they discover something. And then each person chooses a different crossroads. And that can either be the start for another session if you go to a campaign, or that can actually be an ending point. And we'll see if we get that far or not. And if we don't, that's okay. You know, we can always come back to this or leave it up for speculation.
There we go.
Agent Coulson. Oh, man. I got a raw deal. The game always starts with the crash. In this particular case, none of you remember the crash. What you do sense is the bright sunlight, the gritty sand, the rush of waves on the shore where you're all soaked like rats. The air is thick, that heavy sea level humidity. For some of us who can see, the vegetation definitely has a tropical look to it. There's a certain crustiness to your skin that you realize that's probably dried salt.
Probably smells like the ocean too, doesn't it?
Mm. Yes, it does.
Yeah, somewhere in the back of my head, the thought, I don't know where it came from, comes up with, hope there's no polar bears.
There is debris on the beach, but most of it's not recognizable. Scattered among the debris, you think there might be other bodies.
We're not quite sure it's an airplane. It could have been a fast boat that ran aground, too. You never know. Do you think it looks like bits of an airplane, or...
Well, are any of you aviation experts?
Kind of easy to tell an airplane from a boat, though.
Well, not when it's reduced to scraps of foam and metal and wood.
Oh, I sit up and going, okay, I hope there's bananas or something else in that forest because I'm hungry.
Yeah, you certainly don't have anything in the way of provisions. Do you want me to describe your clothing, or did you guys want to... do that.
I could do it. You could do it. I don't care.
Go ahead, Ari. You look around. You see at least two of us sitting up.
I don't see.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I have my eyes closed though, so maybe I do see. I see from. Let's see. I'm gonna randomly roll a dice. Just this is my own dice. Don't mind me. Whoever's forced from me in the Skype call, which would be John's character. That's whose eyes I'm looking out of right now. I see myself, I guess.
Yep.
I'm wearing black, all black, with sort of orangey prison cuff things on my hands.
They're actually plastic restraints.
Let's see, looking next to me. Who's sitting next to me? Let's say your character's sitting next to me, Dirk. Do I get to describe him or what?
Unless Dirk has a good description on hand.
You have a good description on hand?
Agent Coulson.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
From Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or an Avengers movie.
I've seen the Avengers movie, yeah.
He's the guy who gets stabbed by Loki.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Yeah. You see a middle-aged balding guy.
Yeah, a middle-aged balding guy with a suit.
The suit has seen better days. Because, I mean, it's got rings of salt, you know, that's dried out on it.
And probably some, like, blood or something.
Entirely possible. It's probably tore up in a few places.
Yeah, my clothes are, too. I'm not wearing pristine clothes by any stretch of the imagination.
Is he tied up?
Dirk, are you tied up?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm going to... In that case, how would you have gotten out of those restraints?
Who said he ever was in them? Oh, come on.
Because... I'm assuming that.
It's John, always nice.
John, whenever you look down at your own hands,
yeah,
like a similar set.
Why can't he be one of the fox for us chickens?
That's possible too.
If I look down, I'm wearing something similar to what Ares' character is wearing.
All black.
Yeah.
With the bright orange things.
Yeah.
The restraints.
Yeah. And there's Dirk's character in the suit.
Oh my! Maybe he's one of the cops. No, he doesn't remember that, though.
Well, I'm going to look around. Well, we need to get out of these things.
I just realized none of your powers, like, involve destroying stuff.
I have telekinesis, but...
But, yeah, that's going to hurt. Well, I'm going
to... Yeah, that would hurt if I tried to rip them off of you.
All of a sudden, you see my... I'm going to be the first one to use my power. Okay. All of a sudden, you see my hands going back and forth, twisting faster... And faster, and faster, and faster, and faster, and faster, and faster, and faster. You know, it's like a blur. Basically, nylon has a breaking point at some point if you keep bending it.
Yeah.
Actually, Todd, question.
Yeah.
Do I realize that I'm looking through somebody else's eyes, or do I think that this is me doing this?
I'd say that's up to you.
Since I'm not moving my hands and I'm pretty smart, I'm figured that I'm probably looking out of somebody else's eyes then.
Right. Probably when you were looking around and you put your hand to your head, going, what's going on? You saw...
My hand go to my head, yeah.
Yeah, through John's eyes.
Yeah, so I get one die.
I'm not going to cripple you that much.
Yeah, so I get one die for being exceptional. I get one die for my goal. Get one die for my psi power.
Memory?
Yeah, that's the throw in from memory. So I'll get four dice. Roll. Ooh, some good ones. I'll put the six. I'll put my six in the goal, which is get out of those handcuffs, and put the five on the psi. There we go. Now we get the fun ones. Three and four. Ooh, I'll do the four. I'll do the four on reveal, and the three. I have to assign the three, don't I?
No.
I don't.
You had reveal, psi, harm, and exceptional. The three is a bonus die. You actually chucked that.
So I succeed with my goal, which is all of a sudden, speech.
In the process, you give yourself a really good rug burn on your wrists.
Yeah.
Nothing to catch fire, but something to realize, yes, it's like you need to be careful. You're not super tough.
Yeah. Like I said, so my psi powers don't freak out or anything like that. So, yes, I'm like, oh, ow, 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 ow. What the hell did I do? Yeah, you know, okay, so moving my hands, you know, like, oh, so my hands over someplace else, like, you know, it's like a very badly edited movie.
But you have a memory revealed right off the bat.
Yeah, but it's up to the other players.
Where are your questions out there? Yeah.
Go with the scar.
Yeah, I think that's a good one to answer.
And the answer is?
Dirk, you answer.
From the crash, but we need to elaborate on that a little more.
Well, if it was from the crash, it would have healed yet?
Why would it have? That's an odd question, yeah.
Well, I still got two slots open. I can always put down throw down a new question.
No. I think Dirk's going in the right direction here.
Oh, I get what he's going at. Yeah, that's the right direction.
So what put the scar on his face?
The crash? Yeah, you know, there was some bits of flying debris and metal which scarred his face, but he is rapidly healed.
Cool. So it's like you gasp from the memory of that pulling that chunk of jagged metal out of your face.
I'm remembering a flash of the crash and basically the metal just going across my face. You know, and this feeling the blood spurt everywhere. And then it stops.
By the way, that implies there was an explosion.
Yeah. Also implies that if I look down my wrist, the rug burn's gone.
Fading.
Which is useful to have, which means I actually have another power, which I didn't realize. Oh, actually, could this be just a variation on that? I have a really high metabolism.
Oh, you can run very fast, heal very fast, talk very fast.
I don't talk very fast. You know, I'm a very, very normal person. You know, okay? Like, there we go. I just put down face scar by finding debris from the crash, but it's healed. All right. One question answered.
There's lots of opportunities. You can check for survivors. You can check for salvage. You can head off into the jungle. You can light a bonfire.
I think we need to see what we can find. I pick up a piece of ragged metal and I walk over to this other person and start cutting through his restraints.
Me, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey, suit guy, where are we?
I have no idea. On a beach.
Well, that was obvious.
Yes, that's it. It's Agent Obvious.
Here's a better question. Why are we restrained and you're not?
Maybe you're criminals.
Sure, just jump to the obvious solution.
Like you said, that's the obvious solution.
I try very hard not to run fast, but I'm just going to walk amongst the debris and looking for anything like a med kit or food or something.
Since I'm looking through your eyes right now, I'm probably kind of weaving on my feet because you just walked the other direction and I can't see anything. But maybe I can see a med kit that you don't see.
I don't know. Is this me using her power?
Well, it's blindsight.
If your goal is to find some meaningful salvage, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have telepathy, telekinesis, and blindsight. You can just simply grab my head and turn it.
That's probably. I want to do that. I want to try doing that.
Oh, I went a bad roll on that one.
No grabbing people's heads. Maybe I'll grab the item in question. And float it over towards you.
I can see it now. I'm being brained by a med kit. Yeah.
Not brained, but just thinking about maybe you have a dislocated head.
Item, not the head. Okay, so I'm exceptional. I have a goal.
You're using psi, and I want you to add a chase die.
And I'm going to add a chase. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4. 4d6.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't get 2 ones.
Yeah, I can throw away that one.
Actually, I say put the 4 on goal. You achieve your goal with a 4. The 5 is better on the psi.
5 on the psi. And chase, I guess, is 4.
Oh. The helicopters show up.
Read my mind like a comic book. That distant... out over the ocean, you can see a helicopter approaching. It is not anything sleek and shiny. It is very foreign looking and ugly.
Like a hind?
Yeah, if your character knew what one was, yes.
And I get to dictate my psi powers, so I lift up. What is the thing that the big med kits that are in the cockpit? What is that thing?
It would probably be a survival kit.
A survival kit. There we go. I lift up the survival kit and just kind of plunk it down in No Name's arms. Hey, bud, here's something.
We're both No Names, though.
Call him Suit.
I was actually talking to your character, but
My character? Oh,
yeah.
I grab it. How'd you do that?
Not sure.
Okay. Well, this way I point, and you should at that point say, that doesn't do me any good.
It is obvious. This is not a rescue craft. It's like, look, it's loaded down with weapons.
I'm yelling at you. Can't you see?
No, I don't think I can, actually.
Suit guy, give a hand here with.
So you're going to look and check his eyes and see if they're damaged?
Yeah.
That's good for a freak out moment.
Yeah, they're black.
With little white
specks. They're all black.
It's full of stars.
Oh,
I have the galaxy
shit.
In my eyes.
Holy shit.
What? What is it?
You should be able to see this. If you're still looking through my eyes, you should be able to see this.
I am.
Not when her eyes are open.
My eyes are open, so I can't see Jack.
No, through my eyes.
I know, but my eyes are open. I can only use that power when they're closed.
Ah, okay.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I heard something in the sky.
Yeah, it's bad news. Come on.
Well, lead the way, I guess.
I grab his hand and say, come on, suit, unless you want to,
Well, you can go to the ocean, you can go down the beach, or you can head into the forest.
Let's go into the forest today. I hear the bears are having a picnic.
Not really that kind of forest. Much more subtropical.
Okay, so the monkeys are having a picnic. I don't know. Yeah.
Let's go into the forest. We probably could lose them in there. Mm-hmm.
Quit dragging your heels, suit. I mean, this is the point where your character, Ari, says, could you stop? I think you've been dragging me for the past 10 feet.
Yeah. could you let go, please?
Oh, sorry. I was dragging you, wasn't I? Yeah, I'm a little bit fast.
Yeah, you were. That kind of hurt.
I'll try not to go too fast, which means he's a slow jog right now.
Runner one.
Yes.
Okay, you're the one that's carrying the survival kit?
Yes.
You have a chance to look at the survival kit, and you realize that while it has the International Red Cross on it, the writing is not familiar to you at all. It's some kind of curvy script.
Backward R's?
Perhaps.
Or is it more Arabic?
More Cyrillic. It is comrade medical kit.
Yeah, but I can't read it. And suit guy isn't speaking with a Russian accent, so...
I am not the Russian agent.
And I can't see it. Well, I mean, I can see it through your eyes if mine were closed, which they aren't at the moment.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, probably you should close them before you walk into a tree.
That's a good idea. I can close
no. And then he'll walk into a tree anyway because he can't, unless he walks in front of me.
Yeah. It'd be like a video game where you're...
Yeah.
I'm just going to look through the other guy's eyes because I don't like seeing dark.
Oh, I would say it's random, which he sees through.
It is randomized. Okay, so whose eyes am I seeing through now that I've closed them again?
It is random, but you can control when you roll the die. Once you're locked into someone. But maybe it is when you open your eyes again, it re-rolls.
Yeah.
So let's go with that.
Let me roll the die then. That's one, so that would be...
Ah, through your seeing eye person.
Seeing eye person, yeah, that would be Bub.
Oh, me?
So I'm still looking through your eyes.
Ah, not too Agent Obvious. So we're heading into the forest.
The sound of the helicopter is definitely much louder, and it appears to be hovering over the beach as if surveying the debris and the people there.
Hey, suit guy, do those things have, ways to see, heat signatures like that?
They could.
That's not comforting.
What's inside the you say it's like a survival kit?
Yes. It's got, space blankets, the aluminum foil stuff. It's got
the little pocket flares.
Pocket flares.
Fire starter.
It probably actually would have a fire starter. Maybe the languages. You're not sure what it is until you open the foil packet. Some things are obvious, like a pair of scissors in the medical kit.
I'm looking for food bars because I'm hungry as shit.
Well, the thing is, they are probably there. But that might also be sterile bandages or something else.
I don't want to crack open a sterile bandage because then there's no longer a sterile bandage.
How much time do you want to spend on it? Because you can rapidly search through it and try to find food.
Oh, I can spend just one action searching through it, but then I have to roll again on my power. Yeah, I'm going to look and check, go through. I'm just going to feel the package. If it feels hard, it's probably food, like a power bar or something like that. So, yeah, I'm going to do a quick one-second search. It says one for being exceptional, one for my goal, one for my power, and one for chase. So that'd be four.
While you're looking through his eyes as he's pilfering that,
he
casually sets aside a pair of scissors, and you are still cuffed.
Yeah, I am still cuffed. I'm gonna. Can I force him?
No. He's not cuffed. Remember, I took a piece of jagged metal and cut it.
Oh, that's right, jagged metal. My bad.
Yeah, but still, the things are on my wrists. They don't feel great.
At least one. At least you got one on your wrist.
Yeah, it doesn't feel so great. I'm gonna. Hey, could you hand me those scissors?
That's going to be interesting because I'm just holding them out. You have half a second to grab them.
Could you put the scissors in my hand, please?
There you go.
Those weird paramedic scissors. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm feeling along my hand trying to find the band.
Hell. Okay, this is going to be bad for us. I'm going to have to, I don't want to cut anyone with those scissors, so I'm going to put a five there, put a six on the side, which means the helicopter is overhead.
Because helicopters aren't really good at capturing people, they'll just simply open fire on the jungle.
Great.
And they're getting overhead. I'll use my psi power and make us invisible.
Go for it.
So
if you fail,
it'll be fun.
You might get shot up, so I actually want you to throw in a harm die on top of that.
So you got a goal, make us invisible, psi power, that's another die, harm, another die, and you're exceptional, that's four dice.
You might reveal a memory, too.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, since it's the first time using your power.
Five dice.
So I do find some food, but that's when machine guns open up on us.
Oh, boy.
Bushmoy.
Holy cat.
Yes, boy.
A whole can of mediocre.
Well, yeah. Lovely.
Who did you tick off this morning?
Well, you can make your goal, make us invisible, but you can, it's going to be interesting how that happens. You may make the entire forest invisible.
Three in our psi.
You want to achieve your goal, which is make us invisible, so I'd say throw a four in there.
So we don't get shot, yeah.
You can put a four on runner, on harm, that way you're just impaired for the scene. You don't remember anything. And you can throw that other three away.
Okay, so I don't have to put anything on chase.
They're already there.
They're here.
But saying that they can't capture because they're in the helicopter until they get boots on the ground.
And you can toss that three if you want.
Well, there should be a three that goes in reveal. just to fill in the square.
So other players have first say. I'd say he has a power surge. It's not just us. He's made a big old section of the force vanish. Oh, because but it's a power surge. He also makes it invisible for us too, so we can't see.
Oh, okay, yeah, that works too.
Everyone, run through the invisible forest.
Wow,
that blind sight works.
Blind sight's not going to help me much.
No, you're the one who's going to get hurt. You don't run as fast as I do.
Run, whack.
Okay, so what kind of harm happens as a result of this?
Splinters from exploding trees from the...
Crack and a snap, just pinprick. You could feel like wooden needles sticking in you. It's like, yay!
But we don't actually get away, though.
No, that is a cool power, but it really didn't move you to a different scene.
This is going to hurt. I feel around. I grab a hold of Ares' character, put my arm around his waist, go back a little bit and find find Mr. Suit Guy, put my arm around his waist, hang tight.
No, 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 no,
no. Punch it, Speedy.
Speedy, he now has a name.
One dice for the goal, get the hell out of here. One dice for my side, one dice for exceptional. One dice for Chase.
Probably want to throw harm in there if you have
it. Yeah, so it'll be five dice. Yes, five dice for that. Boom. Oh, Mother Bus Bucket. We escape. We don't get hurt. No, wait a second. We escape.
Three in harm is kind of harsh.
We don't get hurt. However, yeah, I get a surge. That adrenaline. But we also get a two. Frack! No. Frack.
200, you could put it on reveal.
I didn't do...
Oh, right, you didn't.
Reveal. Yeah, and put two on psi. Oh, dear God. No.
This is what I love about the game. The hard choices.
Put two on harm. Well, I'll get hurt. So, yeah, I'll put two on harm. And I'm going to get hurt because I go through trees.
Ow. All I have to say is ow.
You let loose with a burst of speed and you drag everybody out of the invisibility zone. Okay, that's you did that with great expediency. See, three on psi.
Other players.
Oh,
so do a roadrunner and leave behind a trail of fire? Or do I break the sound barrier?
I think you break the sound barrier.
That's going to be interesting.
It's going to hurt people's ears, and it's also going to alert the chopper to where we are.
No, I'm breaking underneath them. They already knew where we were. And then they're going to have to take control of their chopper because they've just been hit by the shockwave of me, of a very un-aerodynamic device.
Yeah. The GM determines how you're hurt, right?
No.
Well, we haven't got there yet. Speedy, you are separated from Agent Obvious. And the problem with that is you were holding on to him. Okay, so with a sickening snap, an invisible tree ends up between you and Agent Obvious, and your arm just flaps back in a way arms aren't supposed to go.
Oh, ow.
And the thing is, I'm totally familiar with that. I broke my elbow in three places. So.
Well, as you know, that's a no-joy situation, and you end up spinning out of control and landing in a heap with runner number two. And Agent Obvious.
On top of him or under him? That matters. It does.
It's a sprawl, and you're invisible. So,
and we tumbled. And guess where the I never mentioned the med kit. So guess where the med kit is?
Oh, it's back in the forest.
In the invisible forest.
Agent Obvious, you are propelled still because of the momentum that you gained. So you actually. Are with the others, though you are separated. Does the invisibility move with you, or was it a field effect and it stayed back in the forest?
It was a surge, so who defined that?
We did, yeah.
So I think we defined it as basically the area as an area effect.
You're actually now visible, but in the deeper forest. So he created more like a invisibility globe, yeah. Something like that.
So I'm impaired, and I'm impaired for the rest of the game.
which means you get a chance to see your arm. It's enough to make you woozy just looking, going like, oh, that's not right. It's just like, I'm probably in shock.
Yeah. And also, because of my fast healing, it kind of heals that way.
If you don't do anything about it, yes.
Yeah, I'm busy trying to get in the right position, but God knows what's going on in there right now.
Every time you try to move it to get it into the right position, there is a white flash of intense pain, and you can't do it yourself.
Somebody help me. No, actually, I'm not that common. It's more like, ah! Actually, to be honest, having done this, I did put my arm back in the right position.
Yeah, but you weren't running near the speed of sound when you did it.
And right now, I'm probably visibly getting thinner as you look at me.
So, does anybody want to help poor Speedy?
I'll help him as best I can.
I think I pass out at this point.
Well, I know when generally, oh God, now I can't see. No, I can see, but it's going to be somebody else. This is going to be interesting. I have my eyes closed. I'm going to open my eyes again because it went black. So going to feel, what does the arm feel like?
It doesn't, it's got an extra elbow in it.
I generally know how an arm is supposed to go. So I will try and maneuver it back into place with my mind.
Oh, so you're going to reach in and grab the bones.
Yeah. I'm going to try to hold them together with my power.
Well, this won't go bad. Though you gotta understand, I am still gonna be impaired for the rest of the game.
Yeah, you are. No, the thing is though, if I do it that way, I'm probably gonna wrap it with some vine or something to your side, so you can't use it anyway. Okay, so I've got a goal.
Well, and since it takes weeks for a bone to heal, which probably means it'll be hours for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much the game at that point.
Well, it wouldn't do good to tie it with vines, maybe like leaves.
Probably have to rip up his shirt.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll use his shirt then. I'm exceptional, so that's one. I have a goal. I'm using my psi.
Chase,
okay.
And throw in a reveal on this.
I could go reveal. I'm using my powers, so I mean, I could have done this before or something.
For all we know, you are a psychic healer.
Oh God, that the character I have in mind, that wouldn't work.
You don't get to do that in this game, though. So.
I know. Oh God.
Oh God.
I have a five, so I'm gonna put five in coal.
You can throw away one of the ones.
So. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. You know what? I'm just gonna do that. Goodbye, one.
And you know what? You can use that one on the other one on the reveal.
Yeah. Nothing revealed.
Well, three or four is the same for Psy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so obviously put the three on Psy.
Yeah, and three and four is the same on Chase, so it doesn't really matter.
It's a wash.
Oh, poor Speedy.
You know what? I'm gonna let Agent Obvious say this one, because this involves my character.
Let's see. Power surge. People may be injured. Things broken. Oh, no.
She's trying to telekinetically set an arm.
Yeah.
So many mental images that I don't like.
it's broken versus destroyed.
Yeah. So you managed to break my arms more.
It goes the opposite direction.
Yeah, but you do set it. You do achieve your goal. So it is set. It just says it's going to take even longer now to heal.
I'll tie it to your side so you don't have to mess with it again.
I imagine it's like, you know, you're using your telekinesis. You're going, yeah, that's it. Snap. Oh, too much. Back up.
Snap.
Chase. Let's see. Chase, 3-4. Runners move one locale closer to the runners.
So, Agent Obvious, I guess you haven't done much. Let's put some spotlight on Agent Obvious.
Well, they're in another search pattern.
Well, the making us invisible didn't go so well. There will be a bright burst of light right in front of the cockpit.
That's not going to go badly at all.
So is that four die that I should be using then?
Yeah, one for goal, one for psi, one for exceptional, one for chase.
Oh, they're already here.
So one for capture?
Uh-uh.
Well, let me look at capture.
Harm?
Or reveal.
Well, this isn't the first time I used the power anymore. What are the rules? I don't remember the rules, so what technique should I be using?
Wing it! if you think it's applicable to the story, reveal comes when you're using your powers in a new way, when you're meeting someone or that might trigger a memory. So if you, since your memory for your power has not been answered yet, that is perfectly applicable. But I'm going to have you actually add a chase die as well.
But they're already here.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Five?
Oh, that's not bad.
Ooh.
So, goal?
Yeah.
I'd stick a five in goal, honestly.
Doesn't matter. It's the same.
Four in goal is a smart move.
Five in five and...
Six in reveal.
Reveal and six in chase.
So they're just in a holding pattern there, I guess. They're just going around trying to figure out where the hell we disappeared in the forest.
And there's a big flash in front of them which blinds them for a while.
Okay. Actually, what happens is the flash so startles the helicopter pilot that he actually moves away because, first thought, of course, someone is shooting a SAM or something at them. So they back up. But as they are backing up, there is a second chaser that arrives on scene. And this one looks much more like a slower-moving transport aircraft.
Oh.
And it's got four big propellers tearing up the air. And, again, it has that same olive drab military look to it.
A prison plane?
More like special forces.
Special forces, paratroopers. Probably that it would be more along the line. It'd be the Russian equivalent of a C-130.
Transport aircraft.
Yeah.
So can we assume from this that they don't just want us captured, they want us dead?
But they're not friendly.
They aren't bringing us cookies.
Oh, I could go for some cookies now. Thanks, Dirk.
I could answer one of my questions here, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Why does my arm hurt? The flash of light triggers a memory where I was messing with some sort of engine or something, and there was a burst of flame from it, and it burned my arm.
So when you say engine, you mean like automobile, aircraft, or warp drive?
It's indeterminate.
Okay. You more remember your arm than what you were working on.
So we're running further into the forest away from the...
not running, but moving fast, because you're probably carrying me right now.
It's your arm, not your legs.
But he's unconscious.
Yeah, I blacked out. I hit a tree at Mach 1. You know, I'm just lucky the arm is still attached.
You heal fast, though. Wake up. We gotta get out of here.
Oh, dear God!
He is awake!
It hurts! I can feel them! I can feel it! Oh, dear God! Where's the morphine? I thought I found... Oh, damn it! The medkit's back there!
Well, not that you would know which one is morphine or atropine or anything else.
Try each one! Hey, atropine, I knew guys used to get high off atropine.
Yeah, it can also kill you, though.
So I stagger up, and I'm actually not going very fast right now.
You break through the deeper part of the forest, and you come across a small ravine with a swift-moving stream in it. One end obviously flows out to the ocean. The other goes further up into the hills.
Let's go into the hills.
By ravine, you're talking at least a 20-foot drop, right?
15, 20, yeah. It's relatively fast-moving water cutting through soft soil. Just running right off the end of it into water and rocks would be painful.
And
it's not impassable by any means.
There's no convenient King Kong-sized tree laying across it someplace.
Yeah. Okay, you can either go downstream or upstream or try to ford it.
Let's go up the hill.
Yeah, let's go up.
Yeah, we might be able to see them and do something about it. So does that mean we need to make a roll to see if the chasers follow us, or how does that work? This is too easy. If they're not following us, then there's something wrong.
Well, I need someone to roll to navigate the rough terrain, and we'll throw in a chase die.
speech and obvious. Why don't you do that?
Yeah.
You're the older one here.
The amazing Kreskin back here can't see.
I'd just be three die. Gold, yeah. Chase, and an extra.
Yeah.
Exceptional, yeah.
Let's throw out that one.
Four gets us up the hill, upstream, but three... They're on us.
Three or four is the same for Chasers, so we'll put the four on the goal.
Okay.
So they both move into deep over to deeper, so they're right behind. Well, they're still two behind us because we're now upstream. This wouldn't have to be a volcanic island, would it?
With all the trees and vegetation, you never really got a good look.
But we're going up a hill on a deserted tropical island.
It's not quite that deserted because you come to a crossroads.
A crossroads.
So in this case, it's a crossroads either following the stream or a road which goes over a bridge. Am I correct? Or is it?
Yes.
How badly weathered is the tarmac, or is the road?
It's mainly mud.
Oh, okay. It's a dirt road. Recent?
Actually, yes. It is well traveled. It is not overgrown.
Wood bridge or metal or a concrete bridge?
I would imagine they would have used local materials. So it's made of jungle timbers. Yeah, now this stream is pretty formidable. Let me step back on that. It is a strange-looking steel truss bridge, like it was just plopped in the middle of the jungle. And the military types, of course, can sit there and do their speculating as to what that really is.
Yeah, it's probably prefabricated, so it's...
So do we take it?
Do you want
it's
to
not pretty, but it is functional.
I don't want to take it.
Yeah, because maybe this is where we're supposed to go. And where are those helicopters coming from?
Well, they came from offshore.
Offshore? That doesn't mean that they didn't come off the island, go out, and come back around. Just doing a search pattern around the island.
Let's continue going upstream.
Yeah, we need to find food. Because I hold up my arm and it's like, okay, yeah, I'm starting to eat muscle right now. Come on, food.
I want to use my power to try and find something for him to eat.
Oh, are you going to find an animal?
I may at that. Depends on how good of a roll I'm doing here. I got a goal. I'm exceptional. I'd like to try to answer one of my questions while my mind is preoccupied.
Sure.
So why are these people after me? What did I do? That's what I'm thinking while I'm searching for food. Exceptional goal, Psy, reveal.
Chase.
Do you want to chase die?
Yeah.
Sure.
Chase die. Okay, five die.
Anytime you spend time, that's when you roll chase die. That's the goal that I wasn't remembering right.
Okay. Oh, that's not a bad roll. Okay, so I can put the four, I can put this five in my goal. Nix one of these twos.
Well, you can put the six on chase, and they actually make no progress toward us.
I'd actually like to put the six in reveal.
All right, three in chase, and I'll get some one closer.
Yeah, three in chase.
And we got power, sir. Power goes wild.
Two and Psy.
GM
okay,
decides.
That's my final. That's my final thing.
Oh, do we get hit by a stampede?
Just a red mist of that whatever.
Whatever I was trying to kill.
Find psychically and then, monkey juice everywhere.
No, it's not the... Oh, actually, yes, it is. Power goes wild.
But that's GM. GM, what happens GM. When she tries to use her powers to find dinner?
What happens when he's finding dinner?
What happens is both your powers activate.
Oh, God.
you put out your psychic net and you find a troop of monkeys. And they have enough intelligence that you could actually link up and see with all of them as they all pretty much explode.
Oh, God. That's what it's like to be a spider on squishing day.
You can feel free to vomit anytime.
No. He's got a strong stomach.
You are looking through like 12 pairs of eyes.
Oh, geez. Okay, yeah. He doesn't have that strong of a stomach.
And watching everyone around you explode.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go throw
and
up
you're
now.
And you're telepathic, so it's your family that's exploding.
Yep, I'm going to go throw up in the river for a moment there.
And we hear what we hear is a sound that
it's
sounds vaguely
really
like... Pick up
okay,
an arm.
I'm
going
to answer my question. But the people are after him because he is an alien species. he remembers, actually the massive massacre of the monkeys reminds him that the exact same thing happened to his family.
Ooh.
Well, and what he did was he essentially returned the favor to a whole bunch of Marines.
Or soldiers, you're not quite sure.
Or someone's in uniform. Guys in uniform.
Since you're not from here, you don't recognize the flags.
Wow. Your hands are dirty.
They are.
I hate to say this, I'm hungry. I'm eating the bits I can find on the ground.
Okay.
Monkey brains?
Monkey tartare.
Well, it's a delicacy in some parts of the world.
Yeah, it's just like looking at an animal eat. You know, at this point, it's like, crunch, crunch, yum, 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 yum. It's all going inside. I need the calcium. I need the proteins, whatever. If I find guts, I'm eating those too because I need whatever they had, what they had for dinner.
It is freaking grisly with the machine-like capability you have to strip flesh off of bone. I mean, it's like, it is.
Well, it's like those cartoons with guys eating the corn.
Yeah, no, except it's a monkey arm.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm cracking open thighs to suck out the marrow.
Spitting out hairballs.
Oh, no, that keratin's getting digested. I may not be matter eater, lad, but I'm pretty much, if it's organic, I'm probably digesting it right now.
Okay, yeah, I have got to go. I've got to go. My brother just texted me.
Okay, in that case, we'll call it a short one. Y'all take
care.
Bye. I had fun. Bye.
Let's see, where were we last?
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
That's
the
right.
Helicopter roars tonight.
That's right. We were heading upstream, and we found a bridge.
Yes, and it is a crossroads. Yeah, you can either head upstream, which I think was the plan.
Yeah.
Or you could take the road deeper into the island.
I think the plan was if we go on the road, we'll probably be picked off. And I'm impaired because I got an owie.
Let's see. According to the page, I've got you listed as impaired, so that arm is not healing well. So we have Agent Coulson, we have the guy with stars in his eyes, and Speedy.
No, Agent Obvious. We still haven't given a nickname yet for her. Aries character.
Shit. I'm sure I will get one before too long.
Yeah. I said, not seriously hurt. That's a great name. It's the middle of the day. We got the lovely, stinking, hot, tropical jungle. We have the buzz of propeller-driven aircraft and helicopters.
You were, like, describing it like it was a Sunday holiday. The tropical breezes, the helicopter in midair. Ambiance.
Well, we're heading upstream.
Okay. Well, if we want to move to a new scene, you need to make progress along that nice treacherous bank of that stream.
So far, I've proven that when I try to do that, disastrous things happen.
Yes, yes, they do.
I would imagine we need Agent Obvious to lead the way then.
Our goal of making upstream. I don't think I'm using psi powers, so.
Oh, thank God.
While you're trekking along, since no one's being actively shot at, are we more in flight mode, or do you think there's an actual chance that you may have a chance to recollect some of your memories that have been scattered about?
So we get one die for being exceptional. We're going to try and make our way up the streams. That's the second die.
Yeah.
You want to trigger memories? That's three dice.
Chase?
Yeah, you want to put the chasers in there?
Well, you have to. Anytime you do a significant action, that give the chasers a chance to close with you.
That sounds like four dice there, Dirk.
Now, on average, you're going to roll four to six dice. Four dice is normal. Five if you add psi or harm. Six if you add psi and harm.
Ooh.
Well, I think it's safe to say you want to ditch the one.
Yeah, so we go four... goal and six chase.
And you remember squat.
That seems pretty safe. That buys you some breathing room while they're engaged in a search pattern.
So how far away do we have to get from them to be considered to have lost them?
Never.
End of the game?
It's pretty much. Yeah. It's reveal enough memories that you can hit a crossroad. But what you can do from the low hills, now that you've had a chance to get a breather... is you can look around and get some idea of where you are at. You definitely,
I was about to say, where exactly are we?
It appears to be some tropical island with a little bit of height. You can make out, you know, the sparkling blue waters, you know, the lovely sandy beaches. It would be a resort except for that inland military base with a lot of activity.
Is there a volcano?
Oh, is there one?
It's a good question.
Dirk, is there a volcano?
Well, why wouldn't there be?
Okay. In that case, the lovely beaches are black sand beaches. I will put the volcano even further away. It's on the other side of the island from the base. If you're looking for answers, unfortunately, they're probably in the middle of the island.
Where the base is.
Yeah. That's enough information for now. Well, course of action is open to you. You can go looking for trouble. You can keep on running. Probably you want to find some way off this island. And that's either going to be like one of those juicy helicopters down at the base, or you maybe want to try to find a boat dock or maybe some way to reach civilization and communicate your plight.
Find the remains of a Japanese soldier and his mini sub.
Oh, yeah, I can see how that works. Oh, look, we found a 70-year-old submarine. It'll be perfectly safe. Well, you can actually get lost in the boondocks for a while, and that's entirely an option here. If you guys think, hey, let's go native.
Ooh, that's a good question. Are there any natives on this island still?
That's a very good question.
Yeah, or did the military come in and kick them all out?
Well, we did see a road.
Yeah.
It could not belong to the military. It could belong to the people who live here.
And odds are, since it was going inland, it was probably heading in the general direction of that military base.
Well,
you can sit here and take a nap.
Let's sit up. I could try doing a little reconnoitering.
Yeah, the problem is you tend to leave a shockwave when you reconnoiter.
Only if I roll bad.
Well, we kind of have to keep moving forward, so reconnaissance wouldn't be a bad thing, provided you roll good.
Okay. Here, strap my arm down a little bit better so it doesn't slop.
All right. I'll do that.
All right. So I'm going to zoop forward and see what I can find.
Okay.
So
divide the party. That never goes wrong.
Never goes wrong.
Never.
So I got one for exception that which goes into the I'm impaired space. So I just get I want to do something important, reconnoiter. I'm just gonna say it might trigger memory and it chases my cup, so I get three dice. Because I'm now, do I still roll all four dice?
When you are impaired, before you roll, you take one die away.
Okay, so I get only three dice then. So here we go. It could be better.
Wow. Okay. Ouchie. Okay, well, we can take away.
No, we can't take any of them away. I got to sign all three of them.
I'm taking away what I was going to put down as a location.
So
I'm going to say, you run in circles.
Actually, since it's binary, I'll put the two there. It makes no difference. Yeah, but it
kind of writes itself.
Yeah, so the chase, both chasers get, they're now at where we were there. And my fellow players get to say, what happens? Power surge.
Oh, wait. You used your power. Were you trying to reveal a memory, too? Because you should have a die for that.
You're right. I should. Yeah.
You should have 5-1 instead of 4-1. You know, keep those dice. Just add one.
Now, if I had 5, I would put on the chase.
Yeah.
Would you?
If I put on... Because
that's your only chance for success.
Yeah, I would put on the goal. Yeah, there we go.
You can always just get lost in the jungle and end right back where you started.
There we go. So 5 gives me a success on the goal. So I get one area ahead.
So you're willing to make success at the expense of your friends. I see how that works.
Hey, all they got to do is catch up. Or I come back, which would be another role.
Okay.
But we have a telepath.
Yes, we do have a telepath.
So
who doesn't always know how to use his powers?
Oh, I find a village.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, but.
Yes, but. Yes, but. He still moves faster than he takes into account. And creates a ripple of foliage that is visible in his wake. And that is why the chasers are able to vector in his general direction.
Mm. I like that. I like that. Let's use that.
Ba-doom.
I am so mean to these characters.
Yeah. Yeah, that works out just fine.
So I come to a screeching halt in the middle of the village. Then 2 seconds later, I'm going, ow, 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 feet.
Now, who leaves seashells around? Okay, before we describe that village, though, let's get back to Agent Obvious and Agent Blackout.
Hey, there we go. Blackout.
Blackout's not a bad one.
The chasers are getting closer. They seem to have been attracted to Speedy's activity.
We better get moving.
Now, the question is, you're not sure how far ahead Speedy is. So how are you going to be able to find him?
The power of your mind!
That's one thing, but I'm not too keen to use the power of my mind, considering what it did to the last people I tried to look through.
Well, that was monkeys, yeah. You've learned your lesson there. When going for the lower primates, one at a time is more than enough.
Then send my awareness forward and try and find him.
Piece of cake! I believe you actually get 5 dice for that.
I think I do. Hang on, let me count. It actually might trigger a memory, too, so...
And that's why you're getting 5 dice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 5d6. That's not a bad roll.
Pretty darn good. Okay. You need to allocate 4 of those.
I'm going to put strategically 5 on my goals.
Strategically 4 in the goals better.
No, 4 in the goals better?
Yeah, because it's basically 50-50.
Okay. So 4, 5, or 6 is just as good.
Well, looking at the charts... 6 is great for a reveal. You get to set your own memory.
Yep, that's what I'm going to use it for. Sorry, guys.
5 is perfectly good for the other two.
Yeah, 5 for Psy and 5 for Chase. 3, you can go away. So I reach my goal.
Okay. Describe this to me. How does your power interact?
To save the goal.
It actually sounds like you actually are achieving some level of control, and it's not completely random.
She's familiar with my mind.
Much like the monkeys.
That is okay. No trouble with my power. So I find you almost immediately. Since this is the first time I'm actually trying to use my telepathy, it's kind of like I'm shouting at you in your head.
So
where are you?
Ah, dropped to the ground. What's in my head? I'm at a village.
Village?
Here. And you know where here is.
Okay. I just went in a straight line ahead. You should be able to find my footprints.
Wait for us.
Yeah, like I'm going anywhere.
And don't get yourself caught. And don't do anything to get yourself or us in trouble.
So as you are moving to this village, what question is answered? What spark is revealed?
What are these voices in my head? These voices in my head are the people around me, Agent Obvious and all the other people. That's why it was so easy to get in touch with Speedy again, because he's been in my head this entire time.
Do all the voices in your head speak English?
No.
Do some even speak?
Some don't speak. Some kind of... Yeah, do that.
You silenced those voices, though.
Most of them. There's more than a couple of monkeys in a rainforest. So,
as you make it to the village, you realize that this village is in really poor condition. There's holes in the roof. It's overgrown in some places with weeds. It looks like it has not been inhabited recently.
Are we near a shore, or are we inland?
Absolutely. It appears it may have one time have been a fishing village.
But from the looks of it, it has not been taken care of.
Search through the remains of the village to see if we can find anything useful here.
Absolutely.
I look at the breakers and going, I don't think if we find a boat, we can go out there, though.
Yeah, it's pretty choppy.
Besides, where would we go?
That's a good point. We don't even know where we are.
Going into the huts, is there any sign of anything left behind?
Well, there's an Agent Obvious already searching.
That's right,
that
yes.
I'm about to roll for here.
There you go.
Says, you find Agent Obvious. So, I think that's
four
straight
dice.
Up four dice.
Ooh.
That's not a good roll.
It's not that bad. It's just not rewarding.
I say put the four on the chasers.
Find nothing. Four for the chasers. They don't get closer. And put four on reveal. So you guys answer one of the questions.
Okay. Answer one of his questions.
Yeah. Since the goal failed, let's see who covers the description of that.
Oh, the players do. On 3-4, players cover that.
So what did you fail to find?
The village is empty. There's nothing but weeds and empty broken down huts.
And bones.
Any bones?
Was it an orderly evacuation, or were they gassed out of existence?
Or is there a suspicious looking mound behind the village?
I think it's more mysterious, but that's for the players to say.
So which question do we want to answer about Agent Obvious? Where is family? Why is he with these people?
Why am I with these people? I think he was sent to keep an eye on us. I think he's our jailer.
Yeah, you're the minder for us, too. You're the minder for several, not just two, several. Yep. So there's others that are missing. You know, you only got two of your chickens.
The rest of your chickens have flown the coop. At least you got the two most powerful ones.
No, we're the ones that got caught. We're not the most powerful ones.
Hey, I didn't even... Yes, I did have a choice. I could have killed them all.
Yeah.
I just killed most of them. You're here to keep an eye on the felons.
Subjects.
That's interesting. The question is he a chaser or is he a turncoat?
Don't know.
Maybe I'll figure that out later.
Yeah, there's at least two more questions that could address that.
Okay. Well, this village is turning out to be just the husk of civilization, and there's nothing of value left anymore. Either when the people left, they took everything of value with them, or it got stolen by monkeys or what have you.
Or it's just rotted away.
It could have been, this was a thriving village 20, 30 years ago, and there's absolutely nothing left that even approaches like edible.
Not even an intact fishing net or anything like that? Or
Anything like that would have been tattered by storms and mixed in or buried in the sand. If they left it behind, it probably would have been the worst of the nets, was full of holes, not worth repairing. Now, the chasers are starting to hem you in. You're running out of island.
Do we set a trap?
Might be a good idea.
Did you make their heads explode like you did the monkeys?
No, I'd prefer not to do that again.
Maybe I can create a whirlwind, like a tornado.
Well, someone's been reading too many comic books.
I was going to say that,
I hit Mach 1, okay? If I can hit Mach 1, I can make a tornado.
Come on, you only think you hit Mach 1. You didn't hear your own sonic boom. Well, you might have, but then again, you may not have noticed due to the intense pain. But
let's see. The trouble is, I don't think there's anything that blows them back a couple of spaces. Is there? Or, no, that not even a six doesn't do that.
Oh, you can absolutely murder them.
Oh, yeah. Then new guys show up.
Of course.
With murder on their minds.
True. You haven't killed any of them yet.
Or? I can lead them on. I can lead them away.
Lead them on a wild goose chase.
Yeah,
you could do that, and we could go see if we can steal some transport from.
Yeah, you guys could backtrack while I'm leading them away.
You sure that's safe?
Well, what else can we do? I can run faster than they can fly their airplanes, their helicopters.
That's true. Promise you'll be careful.
I'll try not to get hurt.
There you go. I don't want to patch up more than one of you today.
All right, so I'm going to try. My goal is to lead them away. So I'm exceptional. I'm going to try to lead them away, lead the chasers away.
You are going to risk harm.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're moving recklessly fast, and you are trying to draw attention of a heavily armed gunship.
In this case, I'm not worried about the chasers catching up. I want them to follow me. So actually, I don't roll for that, but I still might trigger a memory.
Oh, no. You would definitely...
It might catch up, yes.
Five dice because of harm, so it's 6 minus 1.
That's right. I got one for exceptional. That's right. So 6 dice. Not too bad.
Depends on your definition of bad.
I can't throw them away. I have to use them all. Yeah, one goes on reveal, so I don't remember nothing.
So no time for daydreaming when moving at high speeds through trees.
And I can put a 4 on the goal, so I succeed in leading them away. So, yeah, so Chase gets a 5. So now I got left to sigh. Oh, dear God. If I get doubly impaired, that's just going to make my day.
You're going to have to power surge then.
Yeah, power surge it.
Yeah.
Don't get impaired.
Power goes wild. The GM gets to say, but I don't get hurt. All right. Yeah. So I go meep, meep. And what then?
Well, who do you want to describe which die first?
Well, okay. So most of those I described from the looks of it, I believe.
Yeah.
No. 4. The first one you described. Number 4 you described.
Goal.
Okay. In a flash, you are gone from the village and you're running down the coast.
Leaving a wake.
Yes, literally. But even more than a wake, you are leaving a vacuum. And you are literally ripping up trees and sand and all manner of debris as you go. It looks like a rooster tail from a high-speed drag boat kind of thing.
Wow.
And
there's a compression wave in front of me like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, so you are incredibly obvious. The helicopter moves in to chase you, but it literally ends up sucking in so much debris that the engine dies on it, and it literally falls out of the sky and slams into the beach. So you've temporarily eliminated it as a chaser.
Potential salvage.
Yeah, blackout. You're picking up in your mind very excited voices with what might be Russian. Okay.
Okay. I don't recognize human languages, but
well, it is.
Bozhmoy!
It's panicked in the Russian equivalent of Mayday, Mayday, Mayday.
And oh okay. Shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!
So, okay.
We're going to set that chaser aside.
Inward smile.
In response, chaser number 2 flies overhead on the village. The back of it, you realize, of this transport craft is open, and men are jumping out, and parachutes are instantly deploying all around your position in the village itself.
Oh, really?
Really,
oh,
really.
My.
Now, wait a second. I'm going to get you on that one. 5-6, chasers make no progress toward the runners. So chaser 2 there.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, they deploy the – I'm not going to change the paratroopers, but they deploy to surround the village.
So they're around the village, but they're not in the village.
Yeah. We'll throw this in as a fun detail. At one point, the beach does run into rocks, yeah. And all you do is simply run out into the water and run around it.
Yeah.
Because you don't have time to sink. So out of one frying pan and other people into the fire. You know, Speedy really doesn't help as much as he says he does.
No, he doesn't.
He did get the gunship off your tail, but, well, things haven't actually improved all that much.
Well, he's running around the island. We'll start making our way towards the base.
You can certainly do that, but you would definitely have to get past the cordon that the paratroopers have laid down around you.
I'll use my psi powers to create an illusion of us going the other way to draw their attention.
Ooh, smart. I like that idea.
How could that obviously go wrong? Yeah, we'll find out, won't we?
Okay.
Don't have much faith in the die, do you?
I'm going to put down harm as a possibility, because if you stumble across one of these guys, there's either going to be fisticuffs or they're going to open up with an assault rifle in your general direction.
5-6 dice.
Oh,
that gives us a goal. We have a power surge. No harm. The chasers are getting closer.
Okay, that's achieving your goal. Okay, we'll mix that in. Let's see, who describes the power surge?
Players.
With the distraction that you create, it is almost child's play to lead blackout through the troops. So you easily move back from the village into the forest in the general direction of the base, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say with the power surge, he doesn't make one set of duplicates. He makes dozens of duplicates, all moving in different directions. Or more likely, they're duplicating the movements they're making right now. Being able to manipulate multiple, doing different things would be next to impossible, but have them all do the exact same thing, but in different directions.
It's kind of like, they're sneaking through the forest, see? So everyone that knows is on high alert because you're obviously sneaking out there. It's just they're going through and kicking and bayoneting and whatever, each of your doubles trying to determine which one's you. And they know some of them are obviously fake. It's like there's like one in the middle of the village crouched down and sneaking like behind a tree that isn't there.
Or the ones who walk through the walls
are obviously not real.
Like you said, he's Agent Obvious. and he gets described in the no harm. Well, the no harm's obvious, I think.
Congratulations, you're not shot full of holes.
They do not bayonet up.
Our doubles, however, don't fare so well.
And of course, as you sneak out of range, they all pop like soap bubbles.
But unfortunately, they move into the village.
Well, it's like they're going to have to double back themselves now. But there's certainly a lot of them on the ground, and Speedy isn't going to stay unaccompanied for long because he is just so bleeding obvious at this point.
You are Captain Obvious.
I know their goal was to head back to the base, so I'm going to try to meet up with them by running around the island and trying to hopefully encounter them.
That'll work.
Yeah, it works in the comic books.
Now, are you going to continue at batshit crazy speed, or are you going to try to slow down to
I'll see what I roll. Determine if I drop down from batshit crazy to just incredible.
So you're going to let the dice dictate that, huh?
Yeah. Okay, so one for being exceptional, one for my goal of trying to hook up with the others.
See, psi power reveal no harm since you've temporarily ditched your chaser, but definitely a chase die because somebody's going to come in and
or I run into somebody.
Yes,
five dice, so I rolled four dice because I'm impaired. Oh, well, I know where the two goes. On reveal, five. I put five in the goal, and six on psi, and six on chase. GM, tell me what happens. You know, do I meet up with my friends?
No, but you do come around one part of the beach, and you find a nice lagoon-like cove. And inside of that cove, there is a boat dock with multiple boats and plenty of guards.
But since I control my powers and no harm was involved, I do slow down, but I'm going fast enough that you know what? I go across the lagoon. There's like, poof.
What does that strange wave in the water?
My brain right now is operating at a speed like, I've been running for hours when it's only been a few minutes.
And you're probably getting voracious by this point in time.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find something to eat. And back to Agent Obvious and Blackout.
As you're moving through the forest, you're getting closer to that base. But, of course, since there's a forest in the way, you can't make out any details from here.
Well, I can help that, provided I don't explode their brains first. Should I take a look?
What's the worst that could happen?
Let's just hope the dicer is nice. Okay, I have a goal. I'm for exceptional, using my psi. The chasers are after Speedy, so they don't get close. Am I risking harm by doing this?
If you want the extra dice, sure.
Okay. I'll risk some harm. I need four dice.
Mental harm, yes.
Four.
Six.
Oh, six?
And you have to allocate five.
Because reveal is also part of it. That's not a bad roll.
Well, four gets you eggs.
Four's a goal. I like revealing my own memories, thank you.
Oh, that's no fun.
You really don't want a three in chase.
No, and I don't want a three in harm either.
You sure you want to put that six in reveal?
Yes, because I am sure. Actually, hang on. No. I'll put that three in reveal. No memory triggered. I can put five in harm, can't I? Yes. Five in harm, six in psi, six in chase. I think that's my final.
Okay. GM has first say on goal revealed. As you extend your psi power, you fortunately do not look through everybody's eyes at the same time, but you rapidly blip through maybe 3 dozen people's eyes, and it gives you a three-dimensional picture in your mind, almost all the base. You almost instinctively know where all the guard towers are, where the gate is, where the barracks are, the armory, where food is being cooked, the sterile-looking laboratory, the commander's office, all of it becomes aware to you. Okay.
Oh, hey, I have a mental map now. A 3D one at that.
Yes. Okay. Seen from a variety of different perspectives. So it's kind of like a map made out of Swiss cheese. Probably the most disturbing glimpse is the glimpse into the laboratory area. And you're not sure if you're looking through the eyes of a subject, a patient, a doctor, but you do get the impression that there are other people here like you, but they are strapped down in beds and being monitored.
Okay. Let's not go to the center of the compound, just so you know. I've kind of gone pale as I see that.
I imagine you do a lot of blinking.
Far away from, actually, my eyes are probably rolled back in my head. Not that you could tell. I'm doing, like, the seizure thing with my eyes, like, back and forth, back and forth. My side doesn't cause any trouble. A little better control over it this time.
It certainly feels much more natural, what you're doing now, like you've done this before, successfully.
Nothing in reveal, but you get first say in that.
It's very simple. It's really hard to recall your own memories when you are looking through other people's heads and trying to take in as much information as you can.
No harm. Unharmed, unimpaired, I somehow managed to touch all of these minds and hurt nobody.
You touch only human minds. You actually have a very high level of finesse in this. So if there are dogs or lizards or monkeys, you were able to filter them out somehow.
Jeez.
Which means I'm leaving it open then. It could still be dogs or whatever.
And the chasers are just milling around the village trying to figure out where they go.
still stabbing at our shadows.
Cursing and whatnot. So they're probably fanning out, but they haven't made nearly as much progress as they would like. Okay. Agent Obvious. We have Blackout, who's sitting there, it's almost like a cheap Nickelodeon-type deal where you sit there and you spin the knob and you get a flicker of a picture. But what you see is, like, his eyes will, like, flash left, flash right, close, look up, look down. And his face is going through all these motions as if he's mimicking the faces of the various people. Sometimes he looks like he's down, he's reading. It's very disconcerting. It's just like...
Looks like I'm possessed.
Very strange, but at the same point, Blackout, are you sharing any of this information with us?
My mind is wide open to both my teammates now.
Oh.
Once I touch Speedy, it's like, okay, I know how to do this. So I'm just going to leave the channel open.
And you're not shouting at me. Good. Thank you.
No, but I am flashing images at you very, very quickly.
And then there's a big temple on the beach. No.
Well, Agent Obvious, see a number of faces, a number of facilities. You have a much better chance to see the details because you're not acting as the projector. And that is definitely some Russian-looking writing that you see on a couple of the buildings and the like.
Yeah, we've got some of the details of base. We can figure out the best route for sneaking in.
This is true. Are you going to sit there and just strategize, or are you actually going to act upon that information?
We're going to act on it.
Yeah.
Using my psi powers to make us look like all the other soldiers on the base.
Ooh.
Well, if that works, the easiest way through the base is to walk right through the front gate. Yeah, they don't keep the place locked down, but they have the capability of locking it down. Well, give me a roll here. I'm interested to see where this is going and where you are going. Because going into the base is easy. Is there any particular place that you wanted to go? Did you want to, like... motor pool, or to the helipad, or to that laboratory.
Get to the chopper.
We'll try the lab first.
Okay. And since you're being stealthy, you're trying to avoid the harm angle, or do you want to put some risk that if you get caught, you're in deep trouble?
I think we're looking to avoid harm right now. 5 dice.
Goal, psi, reveal, chase.
Ooh. Always love it when it goes, ooh.
Ooh. Oh.
Wow. That's what I love about Dirk. The dice hate you.
Get goal.
get through the gate for sure.
Yes, the goal was to get to the lab.
Okay.
Put two on the chase because we're already in their base, so them being closer isn't that big a deal. I'm going to put a 6 in reveal then and a 1 in psi. Things are going to go wonky with the powers.
This is a GM has for saying that.
Ha! Power goes wild. Okay, here's how it works. You achieve your goal of getting to the lab, and the way you did that was by using your the mental images that you collected from Blackout, and you made yourself look like other members in the camp. The only problem is, as you go along in the fields around you, everyone else looks like people you have seen as well. There is a lot of confusion, especially when two Petroviches are staring at each other. So there is much chaos in a bubble around you, and that sets off an alarm in the camp. And the paratroopers rush in to the camp itself. They're the only ones that don't look like either civilian members or camp members, because they're equipped like paratroopers. They are like shouting at everyone to get on the ground. Okay, and Speedy at the cove. Once the alarm goes off, the guards, they pull their weapons out at the ready, and they start fanning out and looking for trouble. And of course, they spot you. Okay, when the chasers are in the same location as you are, you no longer roll for chase dice. You roll for capture dice. It's allocated to a different risk category. Things are going chaotic, but you are in interesting places. Yep. Speedy, from the cove, there's an obvious road that leads up into the islands. You can pretty much imagine that it will head straight towards the base.
Is my goal to get to the base?
Or are you going to try to steal a boat?
No, something else entirely. Disarm the guards by just walking up to them and taking their weapons at super speed.
Of course. Well, that's certainly a psi power, and that's certainly a chance for harm. But there's also
chance for capture.
Yes.
You skipped my answering a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
What question did we miss? Oh, the reveal! There! See, that's your reveal, you gotta say.
Yeah, sorry.
I, my bad. This is why you gotta throw sticks at.
Where is my family? Well, I know my wife and daughter are captive on this base, which is why we were attempting to come here.
Oh.
When Blackout was doing the rapid view kind of thing of the interior of the lab, did you actually see a family member?
Sure.
Which one?
Your daughter.
Sure.
Cool.
I see what it is. This was a rescue mission
that went wrong.
Just a little bit. Probably sabotaging the engine and causing it to blow up in your face wasn't a good idea.
Or some of us may have been captured before that. That was the attempt to escape.
That's true. We were flying away from the island instead of going to the island. That's entirely true.
I think we were flying to the island, but we were revealed as being the foreign agents.
Not speaking Russian gave you away. See, this comes together. I love it when it does that.
So 6 dice, so I roll 5 dice.
Wow, that is incredibly mediocre. Okay, and you have to use them all.
And I have an interesting choice there for on capture.
Well, you can always make it a 1. That would be disgusting.
No. Yeah, that's the thing is, either everyone gets captured or someone else gets caught, but not me. Or it may or may not be me. Oh, yeah, GM gets first day, so yes, I could get caught. So, yeah. I can put a 2 there, so that's my first choice, is put 2 on capture. I do succeed in disarming the guards. Someone's going to get hurt. I'm going to get doubly impaired. No reveal.
Let's see, that's a 3 in harm.
Yeah, which means I get another impair. I become doubly impaired.
Okay, stealing their weapons is almost child's play because you are moving so fast.
The shockwave knocks each one back as I grab the weapon.
The problem is you are so focused on them, you don't see the stun grenade that was thrown in front of you. And when you run into your own shockwave and you run into the shockwave of your own grenade, it literally sends you airborne and spinning and tumbling, and you crash into the trees around the cove. Mm-hmm. And so something breaks, something like maybe a rib. It's like, oh, God, it's very hard to breathe all of a sudden. will leave this scene with you being surrounded by Russian, we'll call them Marines. And while you took the rifles, there is a lot of pistols pointed at you. Some of them with their barrel right on your forehead.
Comrade?
Well, that didn't end out well.
No.
Of course, you two don't know that yet.
Other than the sonic booms having down at the waterfront.
Oh, yeah. And the sound of minor explosions. Says, well, Speedy's distracting them. You're at the door to this laboratory.
Well, if we go in or not, it's up to you.
It's kind of tense because there's guards on hyper alert everywhere. But there's also chaos going on because everyone is wearing different skins.
Definitely going to the lab.
I'm going with him.
The lab looks like an infirmary. Getting into the lab is fairly easy, but getting into the lab and not drawing excessive attention is going to be a more difficult task. Because of your power, you're not sure. It's safe to say that the random people that are standing up are confused. None of them looks like they're a soldier or anything like that. But the people that are, like, strapped down and being monitored are also various Russian camp personnel. So you're not even sure which one's your wife and which one's your daughter.
Time to control that power.
Well, before we do that, Blackout, just going around the table, is there anything that you want to do, or are you just tagging along with Agent Obvious since, he's got a working pair of eyeballs?
I'm tagging along with Agent Obvious because he has a working pair of eyeballs, and I don't right now.
So, Agent Obvious, as Comrade Obvious and Comrade Blackout, you step into the laboratory. And what do you say? What do you do?
Quick, everyone out to all the people that look like they're part of the staff here. But everybody out. It's an emergency.
Too good. Okay.
In Russian?
Yeah, sure.
Hopefully Russian.
Sure, I'm sure he knows Russian.
Okay. Well,
he remembers that he knows Russian all of a sudden.
Well, it's one of those things. It may not have been your native language, but it's just like all of a sudden that when you're wearing a Russian skin, you speak Russian. Well, let's roll some dice here. You're simply just trying to convince these people to leave. So your goal is to get deeper into the lab, trying to keep the chasers off your back and avoid being captured. So throw down some dice there. I think it's just going to be a minimum of four dice.
Yeah, goal, capture, reveal.
So no goal, no reveal, no capture?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, there's certainly a lot of confusion. And as they're looking at you, it's just like, what are you talking about? We have to stay here and monitor the patients. You should be out doing your job.
All right, Blackout. Do something impressive.
Make their heads pop like cherries.
You know what? I'm going to do something I've always wanted to do throughout this entire game.
I want to dance.
I would like to reach into their heads and make them all think that they are puppies. Except for the patients. I just want to focus on the scientists.
Yeah, okay.
or something harmless like that. Just until I release them.
Kittens.
Kittens, cuddly kittens.
Bees.
Bees are not harmless.
But all that means they're going to rub your butts against you, though.
And to make them think that they are something that does not have the intellect to attack us.
Okay, so render them harmless.
Yes, I want to render them harmless.
Chase, psi, goal.
Harm, because if I fail.
You want to risk harm? All right.
If I fail, they're going to be really mad.
Okay, yeah, well.
She picks the wrong animal.
Cute and cuddly piranha. Okay, five dice. Goal, psi, reveal, harm, and chase. So actually, throw in an extra die. Well,
that one goes away.
That's disgustingly good.
I could put a four in goal, achieve my goal.
Five in psi, do exactly what you want.
And six in reveal, six in harm, six in chase. Okay, so you dictate what happens in the goal.
You shout at all the technicians and scientists, and you say, sit! And they all immediately sit on their haunches and look at you attentively.
Oh, I have a room full of pet dog scientists now. The Agent Obvious is just looking at me like I'm nuts.
I think I'm impressed. You told them all to sit, and they sat. Good job.
At least one was trying to lick himself.
They're dogs. They'll do that. This does actually trigger a memory. I'm going to go, why did I end up here with these people? I ended up here with these people because when I was taken from my home by the guy that is standing next to me, we were flying over the Atlantic because me and Speedy were being, and a couple of others were being transported to another facility. And I got the wise idea to stop the propellers.
That would create a problem.
Yes, it would, because I'm not very used to Earthling aircraft. Usually when I did that back home, it would just coast to a stop. It would not crash into the ocean.
Yeah, the whole gravity thing, not good.
Yeah, this thing is not equipped with anti-grav things. Yeah, and I just realized who Agent Obvious is, and I'm taking a few steps back from him. Yeah, just no harm. Yeah.
The chasers are busy chasing their tail or what have you. Well, it seems you have quite handily placated the scientists and their questions, because they don't ask it anymore.
They bark.
Now, problem with Speedy is, you are kind of...
I got 50-50 on disappearing, yeah. Either they put a bullet in my head, or I can escape. Well, yeah, I'm going to try to escape. So my goal is to escape. I'm definitely going to use Psy. I'm exceptional. There's three dice. There's going to be harm. There's going to be disappeared. I went to hay, and we get a reveal coming out of this. However, I will be down two dice, so I'm only getting four dice.
You're not down two dice.
Yes, I am. I'm doubly impaired.
When you're doubly impaired, you roll all your dice as normal and take your best dice and throw it away.
Oh, I should read the sheet. So I get
Before it was a random die that disappeared. Now it's your best die that disappears.
Oh, six. Bye-bye, five. All right, so I got 4, 2, 2, 4. I get any more harm. What happens if you get more impaired?
TKO.
Now, it doesn't matter what I do, I'm going to get TKO'd because that five would get...
The question is, on whose terms?
Yeah, that's true. Well, four gets me my goal. I escape. No, it doesn't. And four on capture and on disappear. So I put over capture because that's where I am right now. So, so I don't disappear and do it on my own terms. That's how let's go for it. One on Psy and then two on reveal and two on harm. So I don't disappear. So GM, you get the first die. You get all the dice except for the last one. I get the last one.
Well, it's obvious that this place isn't going to work out for you. In your mind's eye, everything slows down to a crawl. And even before the guns, you could see the triggers being squoze as you are going to be shot multiple times. But in this fraction of a second, you literally are batting guns aside and running. But the only place you can think to run that you will not be murdered is out to sea. So you run and you run and you run until you can't run anymore, and then you crash into the ocean. So you are unconscious, possibly over the horizon in the ocean.
Was I smart enough to land on my back?
Well, we'll find out if you drown later.
So unconscious, but not out of the game.
Technically, no, but you are in incredibly bad shape.
There you
but
go.
You're not captured.
Not captured.
Until they launch a helicopter.
There's this big arrow pointing to where I'm at.
They don't quite know that your status. They think you might have just kept going. So they say, well, he's on the vector at 600 miles an hour this way, and it's been 10 minutes. They might completely overshoot your position. But most obviously, Agent Obvious is trying to figure out which one are his family members.
Call out names if you can tell whether anybody's actually conscious or not, and start going through and looking at charts to see if you can figure out whether there's names or from what's written on there. Oh, this is obviously...
That's a very good chance to reveal a memory, because you might see your own family name there. So your goal is to identify your family, reveal a memory, and... We have chase as an option. So, four easy dice.
Ooh, there we go. I got a good roll.
That is a good roll.
Cool.
The names are written in clear and concise English. What names do you recognize? And what memory does that reveal?
Kate and Claire O'Donnell reveals memory of his name is David. And he looks like Agent Coulson because he works for a... SHIELD-like organization, And when he lost his memory, his mind went to the fantasy version of it and made himself look like that.
Oh, so he looks like someone completely different about his... So you're wearing a face.
Completely different. He looks like a completely different middle-aged white guy.
So do you actually drop your Coulson skin at this point?
Yes.
When you drop your skin, all the other fake skins also drop. And your very middle-aged wife and daughter are revealed. Well, you're blind blackout, so it isn't obvious that...
It's not Coulson obvious, but Agent Obvious isn't obviously who he says he is.
Agent Coulson, was that your fourth memory reveal?
Yes.
He did it again. Last time he played, who was it? Dirk.
Okay.
Crossroads.
So you're here with your family. You're surrounded by Russians, and we hit the crossroads. And the way the crossroads works is it's kind of sort of like the epilogue thing. The person who's revealed the most memory chooses one of the crossroads, and it puts them on the path, kind of like an epilogue for the story. And then the next person with the most questions chooses something different from the crossroads list, and so on. So memories come flooding back to you. You start to realize what's really going on here. So without rolling any dice, what do you do? What crossroads do you reach?
Where are the crossroads that
first page. Home, lost, trapped, turning the tables, hidden, on a quest, making a discovery.
On a quest to free his family and anybody else here who he can free.
Freedom!
We start unhooking people from machines and stuff and get them up and disguise them as base workers as they make their way over to a helicopter and take off.
Excellent. Of course, as a secret agent, you totally know how to fly a helicopter.
Of course.
And hopefully you took me with you.
Well, that's up to you.
I think you're the one who narrates next, so you can narrate that.
Yeah. So something besides on a quest. Home, lost, trapped, turning the tables, hidden, making a discovery.
For Blackout, he's trapped here. He originally came to, you know, get revenge, and now he absolutely has no way back home. So he decides he's just going to along.
Trapped on Earth?
Yes. He just tags along with Agent Obvious and his family. He's like, I'm your new son. Hi.
You are now my new adopted family.
You're my dad.
Speedy, somewhere out on the ocean. Island Speedy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. What's left? So I have to choose something different from what the other guys have chosen, correct?
Right. Quest and Trapped have been used.
Quest and Trapped.
Helicopter heading out over the ocean.
Yeah, but I'm thinking something different for him.
Don't want him to be rescued.
You know what? No, he's going to get rescued. I'm going to do that. Here we go. I'm no longer running because I'm heading home. I wake up in a bed aboard a Japanese fishing boat. I'm all bandaged up, and they've been feeding me miso soup for the past couple of days.
Almost on an IV.
Yeah. Though my arm is healed. Unfortunately, I probably only got like about a few degrees of movement of my elbow because, well, it wasn't set properly.
Sorry.
It's going to take a while before I get back to normal weight again because I was literally skin and bones when they found me.
You said you're going home.
Yeah, I never did describe Speedy's
ethnicity.
Well, no, he's blonde. Blonde hair, skin, face, it's forgettable. The blonde hair could be dyed. So he's actually Japanese. Oh, I know it is. Even better than that, he's half Japanese.
That would actually work. When you wake up on this trawler, it's like you're hearing a language that is familiar. You're picking up smells. It's like, that smells like home.
Mom's home cooking. So I've got all I can eat sushi.
And that's Siron. Hey.
Yay.
Sometimes big mysteries are solved. Sometimes you just get out with the skin of your teeth. And, of course, it does leave it open up for other stories. Well, cool beans, everyone.
Yay.
Thank you for a fun game. I always like how these things evolve.
I went to a different hospital with a guy who does this kind of surgery all the time, and he basically – I now have about, 40 degrees of movement in my left arm. I can scratch my nose. I can scratch my butt. And
just the important things in life. Send all complaints and other feedback. SunnySkypers@zoho.com. That's ZOHO.com or ZOHO.com if you prefer. Or come by the forums, SunnySkypers.freeforums.org. Or yell at us at whatever forum you may come across us on.